Before deciding whether to approve the death penalty for James Holmes, the members of a jury listened. They listened to witnesses in the last phase of his trial for killing a dozen people at an Aurora, Colorado theater.
And the final witness was the mother of the gunman. Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio was listening too.
Arlene Holmes took the stand, sitting just 10 feet from her son in court. She told the jury he was a kind and thoughtful child.
He never harmed anyone, ever. Ever until July 20, 2012.
She said he was socially awkward growing up, always did well in school, liked to play video games, maybe a bit too much, but otherwise was normal. She said she still loved him and that he's mentally ill.
Schizophrenia chose him. He didn't choose it. And I still love my son.
After James Holmes failed out of grad school and was dumped by his girlfriend, he told his psychiatrist he wanted to kill people. His mother was asked what she would have done had the psychiatrist told her that.
I would have been crawling on all fours to get to him. He's never said that he wanted to kill people. She didn't tell me.
Earlier, Robert Holmes, the defendant's father, testified that when he first heard about the attack, he thought his son must have been shot.
You thought that Jim was the victim?
Yeah, it didn't occur to me that he would be the shooter.
He and others often referred to the defendant as Jimmy during testimony, and many photos and family videos were shown to the jury. Former prosecutor Karen Steinhauser says Holmes' attorneys are attempting to humanize him.
And it is a very tall task in light of the horrific nature of this crime.
The sentencing hearing in which jurors weigh death or life in prison for James Holmes continues today. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.